As I said yesterday, we're in a time where we need to do the impossible and see the invisible. And that is going to require from us something that we don't currently have. And that is endurance. God is moving his church forward and she isn't ready. But then we're never ready when God desires to move forward. We listen to messages, we write notes, we hear, we read books, we go to this meeting and that meeting, but we're never actually ready when the test comes. It seems to be the way that he does things. Gideon, hiding in the winepress, "Hi, almighty man of valour. God is with you. If God's with us, why is all this lot happening?" Many, many people saying today, "If God's with us, why is all this lot happening?" Well, it's happening because he's with you, dear. It's happening because he is coming for his bride very soon. And this bride's got combat boots on. She would just as soon kick you as kiss you. She's been under training for so long, she's forgotten that the battle is not yet. And now suddenly the battle is on her and she's not ready. But he's saying all those things that I've spoken to you about, all those messages that you liked so much, this is that. This is where you put your faith into action. The hearts of the people out there, you know, are soft. But the hearts of the church are hard. And that is what's happening right now. God is saying, "Come on, guys, time to move. Move out in all those areas that you know about and you haven't wanted to touch. You're in the army now. And this is the battle. Make no mistake, there's a battle for souls going on out there. And we're the only ones that God has left on the earth to bring that harvest of souls in. Never looks like we think it's going to look, does it? He always surprises us. And he's always with us. So what have you got to step out in today? What are you playing with? Just get out there and do it. And you'll find he's right there with you. As you stretch out your hand, you'll see the signs following. As you open your mouth and speak, you'll see hearts captivated by the Saviour. God bless you.